You have your Bible, we'll turn tonight to the 31st Psalm. The 31st Psalm. Bible says, "In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily." Speedily. "Be thou my strong rock, for an house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress, therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me, for thou art my strength. Into thine hand I commend my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. I have hated them that regarded lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities, and hast not shut up into the hand of mine enemies. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my belly. For my life is spent with grief and my years of sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. I was a reproach among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbors, in the fear of mine iniquity acquaintances. Yet they that did see me without fled from me. I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel. For I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side while they took counsel together against me. They devised to take away my life. But I trust in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. My troubles are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake." Verse number 22, he said, "For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplication, when I cried unto thee. O love the Lord, all ye his saints. For the Lord preserveth the faithful, and plentiful rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord." As we look at this tonight, and we see as David is in his distress, but I want to say tonight, and even his stress, these were just, and I'll title the message, we'll just say is just spiritual trials. Amen? Just spiritual trials. Have you ever thought about everything that we go through in the world? It's just a spiritual trial. It's just testing us to see where we're at. It's giving us the unction, letting us know that God loves us and He's there to help us, and He's going to bring us through whatever adversity we face because He's God, and because He loves us, and because He cares for us. We see David, and we see he's up against his foe. One of the biggest foes we face is ourself, amen? This old flesh that we live in, the life that we live, our traverse through world, our traverse through this life, as we try to do things that will be pleasing to the Lord. Amen. And it's a difficult task at best. We struggle along and we have different things that we come up against. And we see that David's enemies, he said his enemies, his foe, were persecuting him. If you look at verse number 8, he said, "Hath shut me up into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room." He said, so there's a testimony, not really so much a promise. He said, look, God has brought me out from my enemies. My enemies are around me. He said, it's like I'm shut up and there's nowhere to go. He would say over here in verse 21 that he was inside a walled city and besieged and couldn't get out. And it seemed like there was nobody that wanted to help him. Have you ever been like that? Have you ever felt like that? That you're just in a besieged, inside a besieged wall, and the enemy's all around you, and it doesn't seem like there's anybody that can help. I remember a story one time over 1 Kings, where 2 Kings, where it said that Elisha was with his servant, and they was up in the valley. And during the night, the Syrian army had come all around them and had encircled them to take them. And they had come to destroy Elisha to the ground. And Elisha woke up in the morning, his servant was a beating on his dwelling, and he said, sir, don't you realize that during the night The Assyrians have totally surrounded us. They're on every side, and there's no escape. Sir, do you not realize? Elisha told him, he said, "Hey, Lord," he said, "would you open my servant's eyes, and would you let him see what you've already showed me?" Praise God. And between Elisha and his servant was the host of heaven, was God's army, praise God, that was between them and the Assyrian's army. It doesn't seem, praise God, sometimes that there's all that help there. But glory be to God, I want to tell you tonight that the host of heaven is there at God's disposal. Praise God, it's not for us to be able to pray them down. It's not for us to be able to give them. But God Almighty will give them as He desires. He'll send us help, praise God. And I'll tell you, one angel with the power of His might can destroy all the armies of this world. And he said, God has them at His disposal. A whole legion of angels could have called when Jesus was there. If He would have called out, a legion of angels could have come down and wiped out humanity, done away with mankind, and God could have started all over. But because God loved you with a great and a mighty love, He endured the pain and the suffering of the cross of Calvary and died for your sins and my sins. Praise the Lord. David thought his enemy was everywhere. He thought there was no escaping. Praise God. When he couldn't find no help, when you can't find help, where do you find help at? Amen? You find help in the Lord. I want to say there's always help in the Lord. He's always there to help you. Praise God. He's always there to manifest Himself to you. David would say this. He would pray in verse number 5. He said, "Into thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth." That sounds familiar, doesn't it? Ain't that what Jesus said from the cross? Hey man, he repeated David in the 31st Psalm, verse number 5. Jesus on the cross of Calvary, praise God, said the very thing. He uttered the very same words from His lips as He said unto the center of the cross. After He said, "It's finished," He said, "Into thine hand I commit my spirit." Amen. So David said it, praise God, in our Lord Jesus Christ said it. He said, praise God, when it doesn't seem like there's any help, when there's nowhere else to go, He said, "I just commend into your hand my spirit." That part of us that lives and breathes and has our being, we put it in the hand of a thrice holy God, and God says He'll take it from there. Amen. Ain't you glad it's that way? Glory to God, you don't have to worry about it. When our foes come against us, praise God, there's one that's bigger than the enemy. Amen. There's one to overcome overcome the enemy. There's one to overcome this whole flesh that we live in. There's one that's stronger than those. We're no match for either one of them. Amen. You or I, neither one, are no match for our flesh and the enemy tonight. Amen. The devil is still seeking, walking around like a lion, seeking whom he may devour. Amen. He's constantly wanting to devour us up. He's wanting to eat us up. He's wanting to destroy us to the ground. But there's a God of heaven, praise God, that will not let that happen. Amen. He's promised to be there with us to help us. So we see David in his foes, his enemies, and then we see him in his feelings. Now, I don't know what was going on with David. Some say that David was ill, that he was sick. I think maybe he was sin sick. Amen. Maybe he's, because he says there, he speaks about his iniquities, his sinfulness. Verse number 9, he says, "Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. My eye is consumed with grief. Hey, my soul and my belly." He was speaking about that. In other words, the whole fiber of his being. David said, "I'm just consumed. There's trouble in my being, my inner being, my outer being. He said, my life is spent with grief and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed." Amen. So he says, listen, so what's happening here? He said, it said the enemies have circled about him. He said that he's sick of sin, praise God. He's sick within himself, and he's trying to work. He's trying to find his way out. He said, "I was reproached among mine enemies, but especially among my brethren," or my neighbors, and said, the fear to mine acquaintance, that they did see me without fled from me. I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel. For I have heard the slander of many. A fear was on every side while they took counsel together against me. And they devised to take away my life. David said, listen, said, I was sin sick. And he said, the enemy was laughing at me, making fun of me. He said, the enemy was making plans to take me out of here. I said, they wanted to be shed of me. Amen. He said, they liked him to scorn. They made fun of him. They wanted to be shed of him. They wanted to kill him. Amen. Listen, I won't say today, the world's going to laugh at us. They're going to make fun of us. They may even want to kill us and get us out of the way. But I want to say there's a God of heaven. If we'll just keep our eyes on Him, if we'll focus on Him, He's promised to protect us and to love us in so many different ways that we'll have to like one of them. Amen. God will assure us in our faith, praise God, just like He did David. David said the enemies are vast, they're everywhere. But praise God, there's a God of heaven. Why they're laughing and scorning. The bad part is why the enemies are laughing at Him. Why the enemy's devising means to take him out. He said his friends, pray God, verse number 11, were ignoring him. In other words, he was a castaway. They didn't want nothing to do with him. Amen? Because they seen the reproach that was upon his life. Well, a lot of folks that we live, they see the reproach of our life. They see where we stand. They see because we take a stand. And that reproach comes upon us and the people that claim to be your friend. You can tell who your true friends are. You get out working and worshiping God and praising the Lord everywhere you go. And you'll see who your true friends are. You get to bragging on the Lord with your friends down there at McDonald's. Amen. They'll drop away from you like rats are leaving a sinking ship. And they'll isolate from you. They'll say they don't want nothing to do with you. Say, you crazy religious fanatic. Amen. Praise God. Hey, you say, what are you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about being left out on your own. Praise God. Put out there by yourself. It's just a spiritual, another one of those spiritual trials. God says, hey, you know what? You don't need them to do this. But praise God, I'll be there to help you. And you just praise me. Just keep giving me the glory and I'll be with you. Praise God. All the way till I get you to the house. Amen. Praise God, that's the way it works. But he said they had ignored him, they had cast him away. Amen. Praise God. But David said, what could I do? Amen. What can you do when this is falling on your lot? When the enemy's laughing at you, making fun of you, they won't take you out. They want you to be gone. Amen. To before your friends, you're just a castaway, something to throw away, something to get rid of. What do you do? All you can do is what David did. He said, verse number 14, he said, but I trusted in thee, O Lord. Amen. All we can do in any situation, praise God, in any spiritual test, is put our faith in the Lord. Just trust Him, praise God. Because He's promised He'll bring us through. He promised He'll be there with us. He'll bring us out the other side. Amen. He will bring us out to the other side. So you see what David's emphasis was. His emphasis was on his faith. The faith he had, not in him and not of his friends, praise God, and certainly not in his enemies. Amen. David didn't think that he could convert them. He didn't think he could bring them onto his side. Praise God. But he was on the Lord's side. And he knew that the Lord was on his side. Amen. Because he done put him there. Amen. And he was a trust in the Lord that make that difference. His emphasis, praise God, was on faith in Lord Jesus Christ. Faith in Lord God, praise God, that could deliver him from all his afflictions. Amen. And because of his faith. Now just watch this. Because of his faith. Amen. David wasn't ashamed. Verse number 1, the Bible says this. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust or my faith. Amen. He said, let me never be ashamed. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, listen, Lord. He said, I'm just going to put my faith and trust in you. Because this is all just a spiritual trial. All this is just a test. And said, I'm going to put every bit of my ounce, every bit of my trust, every bit of my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, in God Almighty. Amen. Praise God. And he said, I'm never going to be ashamed of that. Amen. If we got our faith in Him, hey, we don't have nothing to be ashamed of. Hello? Now, they ever try to belittle you, they try to put you... Now, listen, you young people. Don't ever be ashamed, praise God, of the Lord. Stand proud for the Lord God Almighty. Stand proud for Jesus. I told you before, when you get there at lunchtime, praise God, bow your head and ask God to bless your food right there in front of them. Amen? Amen. Don't ever be ashamed. The Lord, Bible said, if we're ashamed of Him, that He'll be ashamed of us before the Father. I don't want the Lord to ever be ashamed of me. So I ain't ever going to be ashamed of Him. Amen. Lord, just lift up our voices to Him. Praise God. David said, let me never be ashamed. Because my trust is in the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. So he said, I'm not going to be ashamed. But he said, I'm going to rejoice in the Lord. Look at verse number 7. He said, I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy. Amen. He said, hey, listen, I'm not going to be ashamed of it. And he said, I'm just going to rejoice and praise God. So that even in this adversity, even in these trials, even in spiritual testing that we're going through, he said, I'm not going to be ashamed of it. Praise God, I'm going to stand up. Praise God, I'm going to look up. I'm going to keep my head up. Praise God. He said, and I'm going to rejoice in the Lord. I'm just going to praise Him and give Him glory. Doesn't matter what I'm going through. Doesn't matter the difficulty. Doesn't matter the frailties of this flesh that we live in. And it is frail. Amen. Our flesh is frail. It's weak. He said we're taken with feelings of infirmities, that weakness, lack of strength in our bodies. Hello? Amen. You say, well, preacher, I've never felt that. Just wait. It's coming. Amen. You young people, it's all viral and going and... Amen. It's coming. You'll slow down one day. Hey, praise God. Guys, I told somebody the other day I couldn't wait till I got to be 65 and I could retire and I could do all the things I want to do. Hello? Anybody remember those days? Amen. And as you get older, praise God, hey, you lose your strength. You're not able to do what you would like to do. What you need to do, much less what you'd like to do. Amen. We ought to do it. We need to back up and replay this thing. Lord, do it different. Lord, just go out with Brother Randy and do what we'd like to do till we're about 60 and then just work till we die. Amen. Enjoy life, praise God, while we're young. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what we ought to do. Adam, just go out and just enjoy life, praise God. Hunt and fish and praise and worship God, amen, till we get about 55 or 60 and then just go to work and work till we can't work no more. But that ain't the way God designed it to be. So we go through these spiritual trials, we go through these afflictions, we go through these weaknesses and lacks of strength. And he said, all we can do, praise God, is just trust the Lord unashamedly and rejoice in His blessed truth. You say, well, preacher, is there a reward for that? Is there any benefit from doing that? Absolutely. Look what he says in verse number 7. He said, I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble, thou hast known my soul in adversities. Amen. He said, so I've rejoiced in him, so I've rejoiced in these adversities. But praise God, because of that, because I've endured this, the Lord God of heaven's going to smile on me. Verse number 16, he says, make thy face to shine upon thy servant. He says, save me for thy mercy's sake. Amen. So he says, Lord, after I've endured this thing, praise God, and I've endured it with rejoicing, praise God, that was repulsive, should have drove me to the ground, just drove me to my knees, and I rejoiced in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, with a heart, praise God, of love, a heart of truth, praise the Lord, and said, I looked upon God as God smiled down upon me. Amen. In my iniquity and my weakness, my lack of strength, said God was there for me. And He smiled down upon me. Man, I can see God today as we're trying, we're striving, praise God, to do that that's right according to the perfect will of God and the way of God. Amen. In the will of God, and we see God just smiling down on us. And He said, come on, just come on, young, and you're doing all right. Amen. Kind of like that, kind of like that coach at a track meet, and you're running just as hard, you're doing just as hard, you're competing as hard as you can, and the coach is there, praise God, at the finish line. He said, come on, just a little bit further. You got this, you can do it. Come on, you don't have much further to go. Amen. And you look and you see him, and he's a smiling, big old smile. Praise God, he knows you're putting it out. You're doing the best you can. And the coach is a smiling, and he's excited for you. And he knows, praise God, that you've got it in you. That one more little burst, that'll get you over the finish line. Amen. We're going to need those, praise God, in the day and hour we live. We're going to need that smile of God to smile down upon us. David says, I was in affliction, I was in strife. These spiritual trials was all over me. But then God looked down upon me with that smiling face, with the smile of God, and said, I was encouraged. And David said, I encouraged myself in the Lord. He said, I look unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord. Amen. I looked up into the smiling face of God, and I saw His mercies. Glory to God. Those mercies from heaven that God showed down upon me. Amen. He said, that goodness that God gives that would carry him through. Verse number 19, he says this, oh, how great is thy goodness, which hast thou laid up for them that fear thee. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Praise God. He said, what do you think about that? Amen. He said, hey, listen. He said, that great goodness that you manifest to me, that great goodness you pour out, he said, that great goodness is going to carry me through. Your goodness, praise God, is going to help me to finish the race. It's going to help me finish, praise God, with praise upon my lips, with rejoicing to the good God of heaven, praise God, who brought me this far, and he's promised that he would not leave me. He'll get me across the finish line. Youngins, we've got something to praise God about. We've got something to be excited about tonight. Because God of heaven, praise God, when it gets so difficult that you can't go any further, it breaks my heart, because you've got people today that are getting so depressed, so sad in this world that they're taking their own lives. That's sad. It should never be that way. That's why we have to put our faith and trust in the Lord God Almighty and not in people and the people around us and the things that happen. We have to put our faith in the Lord, praise God, and no matter what happens, realize that God is still there with us. And when everybody forsakes you, it seems like you're all alone. Praise God, you're alone with Jesus. That He's there with you, praise God, to manifest Himself in you, to show you that He loves you, to be there for you. He's the one that'll carry you through, praise God, and get you, praise God, to that one, that winning side where He is. Amen. It's through faith in God Almighty. It's through that goodness that carries us through. Amen. That through that faith, praise God, that you're never in assurance that you're never alone. Amen. That you're never alone. It leads to that love and that hope that we have in Him because He first loved us. Verse 23 says, oh, love the Lord, all ye His saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentiful rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Amen. He said, hey, listen, He said, the Lord loves you. All you say, all your say, God loves all the saints of God. He don't love me a bit more than He loves you. And He don't love you a bit more than He loves me. He loves us all. Amen. He loves every one of us. And he preserveth those that are faithful. And He plentifully rewards those proud doers, those that do those things to bring honor and glory to His name. He said there's a reward ahead for you and I who don't get bogged down with this world and bogged down with the flesh and bogged down with the materialism and everything around us. He said God will reward us, and He'll reward you plentiful. Amen. He'll pour out pour out the treasures of heaven. He'll draw you up under the spout where the glory comes out. Praise God. And just pour it out on you. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, well, preacher, how come I don't ever get that? Because you don't ever want it. Amen. Hello. If you don't ever get it, it's because you don't want it. You get to wanting it, praise God. God will pour it out on you because He's your heavenly Father and He loves you. And He wants to anoint you in His love, praise God. He wants to anoint you in His glory. He wants to pour out His blessings upon us. Man, if we want those blessings, we can have them, praise God. Because in faith, you're never alone in the Lord, praise God. And He gives us that courage you need to win the battle. Amen? He gives you that courage to win the battle. He said, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your what? Your heart. Amen? He said, just be good. He said, encourage yourself. Be in good courage, and He'll strengthen your heart. And all ye that hope in the Lord. Amen? He said He'll strengthen you for the battle. He'll help you to endure to the end. He'll help you to win the battle, praise God, the battle that you're in. Now, it may be a battle from within. It may be a battle from without. And we're all going to have those battles. Right? We're all going to have those battles. We're all going to have, just like David, we're going to have spiritual trials that we'll go through. But David said, praise God, if we just keep trusting the Lord, we stay with God. He said He will preserve us, praise God. He will faithfully preserve us. He'll bless us plentifully, praise the Lord. And He said He'll give, He said we can be encouraged in that. Praise God, that He'll strengthen our heart. That all ye that hope in the Lord. I was talking to someone, we had our massive reunion after church this morning. We run over and met at Mount Sheba in the fellowship building, had lunch and fellowship with a bunch of the family that come together once a year. And we do this every year. And we used to celebrate on Grandpa Massey's birthday. Amen. But we started doing it. We kept doing it after he passed away. And we come together and in celebration, praise God. And I was telling somebody today that that grandpa, I'd never forget, he'd preach and somebody would come to the altar and they'd get him help from the Lord. He'd wave his handkerchief and he'd say, glory to God, they got hope. And for a long time, I didn't understand what he was saying. But I understand what he's saying. I understand what David's saying. David, if he had a handkerchief, he'd be waving it in glory as a white flag. He'd say, glory to God. He said, I've got that hope in the Lord. He said, my hope is in the Lord. He said, that faith that I have, praise God, in these times of trials, in these times of testing, in these times of persecution, he said, praise God, I put my faith in the Lord, and because of my faith, and praise God, and my faith with a high expectation, with hope. Amen. That's what faith is. That's what hope is. It's faith with a high expectation. David said, my expectation, praise God, is out of this world. Even though all these things have beset me. Amen. And it's all because of this. In verse numbers 14. He said, but I trusted in Thee, O Lord. Amen. What'll make a difference in your life? What'll make a difference in my life? It's when we put our faith and trust in the Lord. Amen. Absolutely. Just put our trust in Him. Amen. Because He's the only one that can take care of us. He's the only one that can make a promise to you that He'll see you through all the way to the end. He's the only one that can make a promise to you that He'll be with you through the duration of your life, praise God, and help and meet you on the other side. Amen. It's because of the blood of the Lamb, blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on Calvary. He brings us through all these spiritual trials. Listen, there's nothing that we go through that Jesus Christ Himself hadn't already been. Amen. He endured all the trials and all the affliction, praise God, that humanity could put upon Him. And He endured it, praise God. And He endured it all the way to the end. Till He said it was finished. Amen. That spiritual trials that He went through. He was 100% man. And He was 100% God. And that 100% man, praise God, it endured the cross, endured the temptation, endured the trial. It endured the suffering and the pain. Amen. But he come through it to where, praise God, He can say, it's finished. It's finished. It's complete. The trials are done. Amen. He said, now that I've finished the task, He can say like David, He said, I'm not ashamed of it. Amen. I'm not ashamed of what I went through. I'm not ashamed of what I did for you. He said, I'm not ashamed of it. Praise God. In my faith, praise God, I've trusted in my Heavenly Father. And my Heavenly Father's seen me through. He was in the garden, he prayed, and he was in such anguish, his sweat fell like great drops of blood. Amen? Like great drops of blood. In his anguish, because he was 100% man. He said, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. But he said, but not my will, but thine be done. He said, Lord, you do what you need to do. Amen. And I'll do what you want me to do. Amen. That's all we can do. That's what David was saying. That's what David was doing. He said, I put my trust in thee, O God, O Lord, God of heaven, Jehovah God. Amen. He said, thou art my God. That's what we got to do when we come into spiritual trials tonight. We just got to put our faith in the Lord and just say, thou art my God. Thou art my Lord. Thou art Jehovah. Amen. The God of creation. My God. And my Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. When the trials come, and they will. Amen. Just remember, it's just a test. It's just a trial. It's just something that we go through. But the Lord has promised He'll be there with us. That He'll be there with you. Amen. And when it's all said and done, He'll just reach down, scoop us up, ease us out of here, and take us home to be with Him. And the Bible says, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen.